So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I recently had a question related to insomnia and keto. The person started the keto and then couldn't sleep anymore, okay? So here's what usually is happening. It's usually a calcium deficiency, okay? It's the first thing I would add to the whole mix, because sometimes when you do a ketogenic diet, if you're kind of like a subclinical low amounts of calcium in the body, it can become more of a major deficiency and show up as muscle cramps, and also kind of like you're tired but you just can't turn off, like your head is tired but you just can't go into that deep sleep. So some calcium would benefit greatly, but I would recommend taking the calcium with magnesium, okay, together. You can get those in various forms, either a powder or actually a tablet. Make sure it's not calcium carbonate, but if you take calcium magnesium, you're gonna be fine, because magnesium is another common deficiency that can also affect your sleep. So the combination of both of these is really good for sleep. Take it before bed on an empty stomach. Well, you're probably already going to do an empty stomach because you're on intermittent fasting, so that's fine. Number two, this would be the second thing to look at, is your potassium levels low. If you're deficient in potassium, it can elevate pulse rate, blood pressure, it could affect the muscles, because potassium is a physiological tranquilizer. It calms the nervous system down, and usually if you're doing enough vegetables, you're going to be totally fine. Sometimes you need to take it as a supplement or electrolyte powder, and this will definitely help calm the nervous system. Third thing I would look at is B1. B1 is really good for the excessive thinking that keeps you up at night, but this also can calm the body. I recommend getting this in a form which is called nutritional yeast. Make sure it's non-fortified, and that will usually help you. The other point I want to bring up is if you're consuming too much protein, protein can act as a stimulant, and that alone can keep you up. So keep your protein between 3 and 6 ounces. And the last point I want to bring up is that when your body starts getting into ketosis in general, it starts to generate more energy. So you might have more energy on a keto than the sugar thing, which is just makes you more tired. And so you may have to add more exercise, more walking to kind of get the energy out. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, if you haven't already subscribed, press the button below and I will keep you in the know. Hey, that rhymes. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.